At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick Chancellor here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. So, hello again, and welcome back to another episode. What is enough? We just can't get enough thoughts coming running through our heads. And when you get into this mode of creating podcasts, there's always something new that comes up that is saying, okay, you've better learn this because it all depends on your transition and your personal growth and development. And maybe there's something to learn, And today's topic is going to be on codependence, independence, and interdependence. So the three levels of our own kind of way of seeing the world, and I just wonder psychologically, how do we actually form ourselves like this? What is the blueprint, the patterns that I go with? Those that are codependent, those that are the independent or interdependent. So what a wonderful way to go from three different levels of self-communication, self-perception in psychology. So, I'm just going to go have a rant on about it if I feel like there's something that I'll... there's a story to tell. I'll pause and I will go on and explain a little bit more from within the deep, intuitively from the deep. So from within. Let's go. Yes. Let's go. So let's look at the versus the independent thinking versus codependent thinking and how it relates, in our personal relationships or the way we see things in life. It's a good provoking topic, isn't it? When you think about it, it does involve really analyzing ourselves of independent thinking, and which really is the ability to form our own thoughts and opinions and decisions. Without being influenced by external factors or anyone out there, just doing your own thing. But on the other hand, let's look at the codependence. Thinking refers to like a mindset that's heavily relies on others for validation, decision making, and that's not clear thinking. That's not being agent of our own. I think there's less energy when we are codependent. So, yeah, for many years I was a codependent. I think it was a self-image thing for me. It was self-esteem, feeling like not good enough, and this is what we do. I think I'm looking at anxiety people under a microscope. And blowing that out, and it just feels like, most of us have been or still are codependent on anyone around us. We just need to be validated, need to be loved, It's like we've just missed out on a lot of love in our past. And so it's interesting topic to go into. It's a deep topic. Ability to form one's own thoughts, opinions, and decision without being influenced by anyone else. If you look at codependent, it relies on validation and decision making. So yeah, we need to be able to prioritize our own needs, make choices based on personal values and beliefs, and take ownership of our actions. How do we change? I'm kind of trying to finish up what are the things we can do to change ourselves. But I think the first thing is to find, don't judge yourself, don't be too hard on yourself, don't be too harsh on yourself. Send some loving and vibrations towards ourselves. If you hear this message, it's like it might hit you between the eyes, and that's us, that's you, that's me. Yeah, we're all been there, we're still going through it. Always looking for validations, always looking for validations. So let's not lose that. Let's gain that personal agency and autonomy by changing our ways, change our feathers in a way. And let's go deeper in the topic and see what else we can find out about it. So let's go deeper. What is independent thinking? How does it differ from codependent thinking? Let's go a little bit deeper on that. So it can be looked at as ability. The independent is like the form to form one's own thoughts, opinions, decision making without being underlay influenced by external factors. That's more like, is it like the blueprint that some of us actually missed during our childhood, or what is it that do we become so submissive in nature, or build a habit that we just put away our opinions and not have a voice and always stay in the shadow and make lucrative decisions back away and are we anxious about making decisions and making changes and facing up the changes? I know it's a psychological trip to be able to change, and without being, influenced by external factors, it really involves critical analysis, the ability to criticize and be critic of information, the weighing different perspectives and arriving at, conclusion based on personal judgments and reasoning. You see, independent thinkers are self-reliant, confident in their own abilities and open to considering alternative viewpoints. We can actually work with the mind and feel this kind of energy of dependence. And we can be mono too, by the way. We can be mono, a bit of this and a bit of that. So, but it is this practice of creating this confidence, doing things that gives us that edge, that energy, that confidence in our own abilities. And also the ability to consider alternative viewpoints rather than be rigid. So we have to be more open-minded, not be rigid-minded to change. Now let's look at the codependent thinking mindset. So it's heavily relies on others for validation. Wonder why? Why do we look for validation from others? It's a trait. It's a habit. If you are doing this kind of thing, just stop for a minute and think about how you can change, how we can change this concept, this idea that, we always need consistent validation. Where's that coming from? Go back to your childhood and come back. I'm actually reading a wonderful book, How to Do the Work at the moment, a psychology book. written by a psychologist, and a holistic psychologist, and a wonderful read, and there's so much information packed on their minds and the way we do things. And yeah, there's lots and lots mentioned about this topic there. It's written by Nicola LaPera. I do have a Facebook account with the same name. And most of the members are all chewing and eating up this book, and would like to actually in the future go together and the members can actually discuss particular chapters of the book and have a bit of a rant about it and change as a group, develop as a group, move on to being more independent. Codependent thinkers may prioritize opinions and desires of others over their own, seek constant approval, struggle to assert their own needs and boundaries. Gosh, they're such pleasers, aren't they? Yes, I know that. So we're all pleasers, have no boundaries, cannot say no, because we want to be seen or heard by others and want to be loved, want to be hugged. We'd do anything for it. It's like we missed out. Maybe we were that solo child in the playground where no one wanted to talk to, and we couldn't bond together. We couldn't. There was like something different about us, and we stood there eating our own lunch, and we tried. We tried actually so hard to be part of them, but nothing seemed to have worked, and we couldn't fit into this particular complex societies of young minds. So codependent people also may feel like a deep need for external validation again, and may struggle with decision making. So if you're having decision making problems, you're codependent, unfortunately, and hopefully this kind of grabs you, and as much as it's grabbed me, and to say, hey, this possibility is making changes, I'm happy to be on your side as your life buddy, as your life coach, as your accountability buddy, if you should want to reach out to me and get connected, and happy to have you as a member of many of my groups, and I'm working on something called the four chapters of the Untethered Mind by Michael Singer. The four chapters are a conscious awakening, which means there is a lot of things that we can explore about our consciousness, and maybe you could find something more about this particular topic, living from a more interdependent type of mindset, and without struggles of a relationship, and always needing to be validated.
I just want to summarize that little bit that I said. It's like independent thinking emphasizes individual autonomy, self-reliant, and ability to form one's own opinion and decision. And codependent thinking, on the other hand, relies heavily on others for validation, decision-making, and often leading to loss of personal agency. Let's move on to a question now. What are the characteristics of independent thinkers and co-independent thinkers? And I'm just going to quickly run through that. So the characteristics are of independent thinking. They have this autonomy kind of attitude, independent thinking, strong sense of self, and are self-reliant. They trust their own judgments and are comfortable making decisions based on their own beliefs and values. They're very critical thinking, like independent, but compassionate critical thinking, possess the ability to analyze information critically. This is also a practice, be able to analyze. I think most of us are like me. There's a little bit of traits of ADHD in me, so that I cannot focus too long on something too long, unless it's super creative like this. I guess I've got the creative gene and I'm creating all this sort of wonderful podcast. But apart from that, it's it's difficult to be able to do that. So we sometimes I need to self-critique myself and say, hey, you know, what's going on? Why can, let's go focus on this particular thing and you know, check out your do list or your habit track and stay tuned. There's a whole bunch of washing to do. I know there's other things to do, but you know, it's time to put that washing in the basket and take it out the laundromat or into the washing machine. So even I can get lost in that, and this washing kind of leads nowhere. It doesn't go anywhere. Yeah, kind of sway off a little bit there, but yeah. So yeah, we need to become more critical thinking. As an independent, form our own opinions. Also, we have to be open, mindfulness. We have to create that in our mind. So we have to have this attribute or develop this attribute. Everything can be developed as long as we can put focus onto it, right? Sorry. So independent thinkers are open to considering alternative viewpoints and are willing to challenge their own beliefs. You see, we have to become challengers of our own beliefs. Sometimes these beliefs are not our own. They're actually someone else's belief, your parents, whoever, society. Challenge these beliefs. These are not really you. We have the ability to change. We are change machines. And all we need to do is just break those patterns and get into those patterns. Let's say it's in a job, it sure is an inside job. So let's all change to be more mindful, and then so we can actively seek diverse perspectives to broaden our understandings. And we have this confidence. Independent thinkers have a confidence in their own abilities and are not easily swayed by others. They're just so rigid in a way that, you know, until you can prove me wrong, I'm innocent or I'm always right. I guess it's a little bit of a, yeah, I think there's strength in that. You can say it's a little bit of narcissism there, but yeah, who doesn't have a slight amount of egotistical narcissism in them? So I guess you have to be like that to become more of an independent thinker. You know, real confidence in our own abilities and not to be swayed by others or their opinions or their pressures. They trust their own judgments and are comfortable with their solitude, and they're solo players. They can they're really good with solitude. Independent people, they're very happy in their own skin. So also individuality. Independent thinkers value their individuality, embrace their unique perspective and ideas. I love my ideas. I embrace everything, every moment of this life. Yes, every moment of this life. I pleasure myself in this life because I'm unique and I've got this, you know, these wonderful ideas, and they're all mine. And I am a creative, conscious creator. So they're not also afraid to stand out or go against the norm if it aligns with their own principles. So there's strength in becoming the independent person from the codependent. Now, they are not afraid to stand up. When you look at the characteristics of codependent thinkers, now let's go with that. So dependent on others, they're so dependent on others, and they thinkers rely heavily on others for validation, decision making, and a sense of self-worth. They may seek like constant approval and fear disapproval or rejection. Yeah, sometimes we feel like it all comes back to self-esteem once again, self-value, good enough, all these patterns that we have, and therefore we can't survive. We're always on survival modes, and most folks who are anxiety are on survival. And again, I'm speaking to the ones who are really challenged at the end, that there's a real possibility of changing our lives just by focusing on what can I do today, even the smallest bits, what can I do to become a little bit more independent and, you know, depend on myself rather than others. And I can start making my decisions. And yes, I'm worthy. I've done a lot of wonderful things in the past. I can always check into my worthiness, all this. I'm good enough. I've done enough. And this is just enough. And this is what I expect now. So They see always constantly. So they're always, yeah. So they're always seeking constant approval and fear, and fear disapproval or rejection. Yeah, this is very much, very much of the mindset of an anxiety, folks, and always disapproval, rejection. So, yeah, I'm speaking to that today. So guys, there is a possibility of change out there. Hopefully that something's, you know, the message is really, really sinking in. Once again, I want to emphasize that I am available, and if you need any help, by all means, just I'll be leaving my contacts on the description part of this podcast. By all means, tap in wherever you hear it. You might hear it from Apple, you might hear this on Spotify, or even caught onto it from a Facebook account. All right, anxiety support group. So yeah, check it out. So come and join. Happy to help you. Let's go back to the topic of the codependent person. They may seek like constant approval and fear. Yeah, okay, and always fearing that being disapproved or rejected. I want to be loved. So everything's about love, right? Who doesn't want to be loved, hugged, nourished, touched, all this sort of stuff. So yeah, we all need to be connected. We're human beings. Human nature is one to be connected. So difficult to setting boundaries. Codependent thinkers may struggle. They might struggle with they might seek constant approval and fear, disapproval and rejection. Difficult setting boundaries. They struggle setting and asserting their own boundaries, and they may prioritize others' needs. So here's one: stop prioritizing others' needs and start prioritizing your needs, and start forming opinions empower your own opinions often rather than always go to someone else's opinions, often neglecting your own and well-being. That's not a way to live, my friend. So I have been there, and I had to really look at do the hard things and the transitioning from codependent to independent and then intra-independent. That for me was probably one of the most challenging things I had to come through. I remember I did not want to let go. Like a parasite, I did not want to leave. Like a parasite, I did not want to leave that body. No matter how much antibiotics you threw at me. You couldn't get rid of that disease in me that just wanted to hold on, being such a codependent person and getting drained and valuing others' opinions rather than mine. And this is life, my friends. We didn't choose this path. It was chosen for us. I mean, you actually know, I'll say we chose this path, actually. I believe we chose this path. We chose to... No one comes to Earth without a challenge, okay? I repeat, no one comes to this planet, to this form, this space, without a challenge. It's like if we live we've had past lifetimes and we've collected all the stuff. We haven't learned a lesson, but here we are again, having another shot at it and trying to learn what we need to learn. So, yeah, let's move on and let's not prioritizing others and start putting yourself up there on a pedestal yourself. So, and then we have the fear of autonomy. Codependent thinkers may feel uncomfortable with making decisions independently and may rely on others to guide their choices. They may have a strong need for external validation and struggle with self-trust. Man, I don't know what age demographic my listeners are here, but I'm just hoping that some of this stuff, like even in an earlier age, that you guys grasp to what I'm saying. And if you have any opinions, by all means, if you want to exchange, send me if you want to redo this topic. I'm much happy for those that want to come on board and again co-create this with me. From this dialogue here, we can restudy this and then we can really get into it, go a bit even deeper into it. So if there's any volunteers out there or anyone wants to put up their hand and have a really, really good chat about this, and happy to do that. And again, become that independent thinker and grasp it and move on. Anyway, I thought I'd throw that in there, but also let's go difficulty question beliefs. Wow, that means we're not challenging the belief. And codependent thinkers may have difficulty questioning their own beliefs on considering alternative viewpoints. There is gold in just that. Think about that. They are difficulty questioning own beliefs or considering alternative viewpoints. How can we be so stuck, so confused, so distracted not to be able to tap into that? You know, always. So have you tried questioning things? How often do you question your beliefs? Like, especially anxiety challenge people, when we need to, we need to challenge our silly beliefs. With some of those, 90% of that stuff, or maybe more, is incorrect. But we make up a lot of shit that's not correct, because we're coming in from not questioning anything, not challenging anything, not challenging our beliefs, even considering alternative viewpoints. But rather go with someone else's opinion and then be biased, and then you got this habit called the bias habits, which means that we're so easily checking out. We're checking out from our own opinions. We're not even forming our own opinions because it's too easy to just accumulate and go with something biased. Bias means that, biased thoughts in psychology. It's easier to just go with someone else's opinion. Why bother? I don't want to challenge that. I don't have the habit of challenging. So that's where we're getting stuck, my friends. And isn't it just time to change that bio programming that we have, stacking against known things, unknown, or what feels like a quick fix? Yeah, and going back a few podcasts, if you go back a podcast on biased opinions, that the world will open up to you there. That was probably in range 100 episodes somewhere. Just check out biased and have a look for that. You'll find there's so much wonderful information on biased opinions and how we're formed and how easy it is to just form the incorrect decisions quickly, you know, not even considering. And be careful, that's where marketing comes in, social media marketing comes in, because we have something called the bias. Go into it, find out. I'm going back to the podcast here. So anyway, a loss of individual identity. Codependent thinkers might have a tendency to lose their own sense of identity and merge themselves with others. Do we have an identity? What is your identity? What is your values? How often has someone looked you in the eyes and they ask you, what's your values? What's your values? And you find that, do you have a value list that you're consistently looking at? Because it's easy to get off that treadmill. You can get distracted by something and then lose your values. You know, have you got a stern value list that you can look to and say, that's me. That is me. There's no one else like me. I'm unique. And these are my values. These are my worth. And this is my identity. What is your identity? What is your sense of identity? So codependent people may have a strong desire to please others, struggle with asserting their own needs and desires because they're confused about their identities. Simple as that. So it is easy. Isn't it time to change? And what is this actually costing you? Let's start creating that beautiful identity of your own. Think about that. So, another point is, yes, these codependent and independent can also, you know, exist in continuum, and individuals may exhibit a mix of both independent and thinking, you know, independent codependent thinking tendency, depending on their context and situation. Developing independent thinking skills involves cultivating self-awareness, critical thinking, and ability to trust one's own judgment. All right, we've got time for another quick question. So what are some of the characteristics of independent thinking? Well, autonomy, critical thinking, open mindfulness, confidence, individuality. Individuality thinkers value their individuality, embrace their unique perspective and ideas. They're not afraid. They stand up. I love what I mentioned earlier about that. Intellectual curiosity. So we have this intellectual curiosity. the strong desire to learn and expand their knowledge, always wanting to know more, they actively seek out new information and ask thought-provoking questions. Always ask questions, engage in intellectual discussions to broaden their understanding of the world. So, yeah, I think when I started podcasting for me, I think it's about 4 or 5 years ago. Things started to open up. I started researching. I guess that was my first way of free thinking, independent thinking, by actually researching and gaining as much as knowledge, actively seeking out new information, and always trying to better myself and change myself. And I'm happy to say that that is remarkable. It's amazing where you can go once you get onto that wonderful path of looking for questions and challenging your beliefs and etc. So be a seeker, my friend, on that one. And they have a good resilience. The characters are resilience thinkers. The face of challenges and setbacks, they are able to adapt to new situations. And sometimes, take a rest once you get hit emotionally. Take a rest and just go back to your creative thinking and just go, what is the solution to this? Sit back and find a solution to our problems, our challenges, and persevere in pursuing of those goals. Don't just say, I give up. Don't give up. Never give up. And so that is that. And we have also, how does open mindfulness contribute to independent thinking? It's a wonderful component to have. Enables individuals to consider different perspectives, and they challenge their beliefs and contributes to independent thinking. So we can expand perspectives. We can challenge our assumptions. Independent thinkers question assumptions. Yep. Assumptions and challenge the status quo. Open mindfulness feels this process by encouraging ourselves to critically evaluate our own beliefs and consider alternative viewpoints. By questioning assumptions and being receptive to new information, independent thinkers develop a more nuanced and well-rounded perspective. Now, this is another thought on that one. There's a wonderful book that I like to recommend. It's called The Four-Way Agreement, and one of them is Watch Out, Assumptions Are Everything. It's wonderful how our mind works and creates assumptions because of past reasoning. It could be false or true, but and all our opinions are formed by that, which is called bias. So, get your hands on that particular book, The Four-Way Agreement. If you've read it, great. If not, it's another little nugget to use to transform, material resources to transform our lives. Avoiding confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is a tendency to seek out information that confirms pre-existing beliefs while ignoring or dismissing contradictory evidence. Open mindfulness helps individuals overcome confirmation bias by actively seeking diverse perspectives and considering opinions. So don't trust your own opinion, your own belief. You've got to quiz this out. You've got to see, is that right for you? They're more flexible and adaptability. They're constructive dialogues. Open mindfulness fosters constructive dialogue, meaningful discussions by being receptive to different perspectives that don't just shut things down. Independent thinking can engage in thoughtful and respectful debates, which can lead to new insights and collaborative problem solving. Innovative and creativity, to be able to do encourage to think outside of the box and consider unconventional ideas. I think the next bit I'm going to be talking about is going to be what is confirmation bias and how does open mindfulness help overcome it. And we'll probably move into a little bit more into, then we can move in, So what are some of the challenges, codependent thinking, challenges, opportunity, and some, yeah. So especially in anxiety, what are some of the challenges that codependent thinking, anxiety challenge people might come across? I'm gonna go with that next. And then we'll also move into something called the what are the challenges associated with anxiety and codependent thinking. How different is it? What is the difference between interdependence to codependency, independence? So we'll go deeply into that by finishing up our podcast, and this will have a brief overview. Let's stand out there for part two, and let's go into part two. Okay, let's go to part two. It's about asking anxiety and codependent thinking go together, and the challenges and opportunities of, understanding the two and being, actually understanding codependent and why people are anxious. So kind of things that we need to consider, they're interconnected, that can significantly impact and mental well-being. Both anxiety and codependent thinking pose unique challenges, but also present opportunities for personal growth and self-discovery. So there's always a lesson and a blessing and the silver lining to everything, but we need to explore that silver lining. Kind of things that we need to kind of think about, anxious people who are codependent thinking types, and here's the potential opportunities to overcome these challenges and lead more fulfilling lives. The things that we need to look at, we need to study the impact of cognitive processes and decision making. We need to go into that. The common symptoms of the effects of anxiety, especially when we are, how we process from a state of codependence. We need to explore and uncover the codependent thinking. We need to be able to define the characteristics of codependency, self-reflect and the relationships on, our own relationships, and if we're codependent, self-reflect how the cause and effect of us on a relationship. Looking to self mentioned earlier, in part two, about self identity is really important. Can we change our self identity, and what tools do we have to change that? If we're to challenge the us being anxious and codependent, look at our emotional triggers and well being. The interference of our emotions, the strained relationship and dependency, how much energy is gained or lost of being on that particular codependent trip, and navigate the impact of personal growth and self-development. We can look at overcoming anxiety and codependent thinking, and seeking some coaching, anxiety coaching, or any type of therapy, developing coping strategies for anxiety. We need to, have a whole bunch of toolbox on that, and cultivating self-awareness and emotional intelligence. There's a bit of study on that. Establishing boundaries and building healthy relationships. We can look at opportunities for growth and self-discovery now, enhance empathy and compassion, working with that. Once again, being sensitive to ourselves, being loving, compassionate, self-forgiving. No point being rigid, but be more flexible and loving. developing resilience and emotional strength is a must know. It's something we can practice. And self-reflection and personal growth always leading ourselves towards a much more fulfilled, happier life through self-reflections and trying to find the course roots or the reasons why we are, you know, triggering, why we are so codependent. Always good to know. We can also use the journal on that. Strengthening relationships and building independence. Always aiming for the higher level of interdependence from the independence. And yes, we are probably going through some anxious moments, and we're so in survival mode, and we're so into codependency. I get it. We're depending on all our environments, and isn't it time now to look at things, look at all the alternatives? We can look at, you know, what's your story, and how we can look into what other people, how they've overcome their anxiety and codependency, how they moved on from that. So if you do have a story and you like to share, by all means, please, it'll be probably part three. This podcast is probably worth redoing again, and probably you can use this particular episode 141 to come back to and take, you know, really research these particular messages in it. Yeah, I want to hear how others have transformed their lives and who's transformed their lives through moving from codependency to independence, then interdependence in that level. Love to know. So anyone out there like to share, please come on board and share this mic with me. So I want to now move on to, like, just briefly talking about, like, what are some of the challenges associated with anxiety and codependent thinking? There's an impaired mental well-being. Anxiety can significantly impact an individual's mental health, leading to excessive worry, fear, and intrusive thoughts, which kind of keeps us on the survival mode and can mess with various anxiety disorders. Naming a few, the GAD, the panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. Codependent thinking, on the other hand, can contribute to low self-esteem and self-neglect. Basically, we're giving away our power here. It's easy to give away our power. We need to be like a non-leaky battery, all right? We need to contain, and we need to do things that give us power rather than taking away our power in a constant need for validation from others. So, you know, let's stop that. Let's kind of work out self-reflection, go internal rather than external. So we want to have this, that we don't have, want this diminished sense of self. We want to be in wellness. We need to be, you know, out there. We can look at strained relationship. Anxiety and codependent thinking can take a toll on our personal relationships. It can have a toll on our personal relationships. Anxiety often leads into irrational fears and constant worries and the cause and strains and conflict in a relationship. It may also result in excessive reassurance and seeking all the time, and dependent on others for emotional support. Well, isn't it time to provide the emotional support for someone else and rather always seeking it? Well, can we change that around? The codependent thinking characteristics by an excessive focus on others' needs at the expense of owns one and can lead to the imbalanced and unhealthy relationship. Codependent individuals struggle with setting boundaries and difficulty expressing their needs and desires, and may become enmeshed in a toxic dynamics of the whole thing. There's also a negative impact on decision making. Both anxiety and codependent thinking impair individuals' ability to make clear and rational decisions. The anxious mind can lead to excessive rumination, Indecisiveness make it challenging to weigh options and make choices. And thinking can lead to a constant need for approval, validation from others, making it difficult to make decisions independently. The lack of assertiveness. We need to be able to be assertive, and difficulty prioritizing personal goals, the tendency to prioritize needs and desires, you know, for of others rather than our own. Limited self-identity. Self-worth codependent thinking often revolves around defining one's self-worth and based on external validation and ability to meet others' expectations. So let's meet our own expectations. We can look at impediment of personal growth and self-development. Anxious folks tend to, when they're stuck on the codependent, they hinder their personal growth and self-development, constantly worrying, fearing, catastrophizing. This is very limiting as an individual, and the willingness to set out of their comfort zones and take risk for their own personal growth. So they seem to be trapped in unhealthy patterns, behaviors, and prevents them from pursuing their own passions and aspirations. So look what it's costing us, this kind of things, and overcoming these challenges requires, like, as an individual to confront their fears and develop self-compassion and cultivate much more healthier sense of self. Now let's look at what is the difference between the codependency, independency, and codependency. Sorry, start again. So let's look at codependency, independence, and independence. What is the difference from all these? So I guess I'm just winding it down a little bit. Interdependence kind of refers to a healthy, like a balanced way of relating to others. It's you can look at it as recognizing and valuing both the individual autonomy and the importance of connection with others. In the independent relationship, individuals maintain their independence while also relying on their supporting each other. There is a mutual give and take, respect for boundaries, and a healthy level of interconnections and communication. Interdependent individuals are able to maintain their own identities, make decisions autonomously, and engage in healthier communications and collaboration with others. So there's more, a different mindset there indeed. It's really super independent. The codependency, however, is an unhealthy and imbalanced way of relating to others. It typically involves patterns of excessive reliance on others for sense of self-worth, validation, emotional well-being, and in codependent relationship, one person prioritizes the needs and desires of others at the expense of their own. Once again, I keep repeating that, and codependent individuals often have a poor sense of self-identity. They struggle more in life and setting. They can't set boundaries. They're basically people pleasers. Let's get out of the people pleasing and unhealthy behavior. Codependence can lead to feeling of resentment, self-esteem, and inability to make decisions independently. So independent refers to the ability to function and make decisions autonomously, not relying heavily on others and don't need validation support. They're like more individual, have a strong sense of self and are capable of setting boundaries, making choices based on their own and values and needs, and pursue their goals with passion and interest. And while independence is often seen as a positive trait, it is important to note that complete independence can be unrealistic and isolating. True independence should also be like for healthy independence and the recognition of value of relationship and support from others. So that was an interesting rant. So so we can also look at like embrace interconnectedness. They practice collaboration, decision making can help us here. I want to just now talk. What are the methods to use to become? Before I close up this podcast, let's go dive into some of the methods to use to become more independent, and then maybe take the next level. Interdependent. So take the next, the highest. Let's look at the highest level of our mindsets or traits that we need to have to become a interdependent person, and so we don't have to struggle so much with anxiety. It is a mindset change. To become more interdependent, here's some of the methods you can consider. Develop self-awareness, starting by gathering a deeper understanding of your own needs, values, boundaries. Reflect on what you bring to relationship, what you need to others. Foster communication. Communication is key in building independence. Practice active listening. Express your thoughts, feelings openly and honestly, and encourage others to do the same. Now, this helps create an environment of trust and understanding. It builds healthy relationships around yourself and individuals who value independence. Healthy relationships, so it's good to hang with people also, you know, who are on the energy of independence, and also have a very healthy relationship with themselves and others. And again, seek them out. Seek people who support your growth, encourage you, and are willing to collaborate and compromise. And that's the power there. Setting boundaries, establish like clear boundaries to protect your own well-being, and respect the boundaries of others also. This involves learning to say no when necessary, and communicate your needs and whys. Don't try to please them. People pleasing doesn't work. Say no and communicate the right time, your needs and limits assertively. So practice reciprocity. Embrace the idea of give and take in a relationship. Be willing to offer support, assistance to others, while others also being open to receive help and need it and when they need it. Recognizing that interdependence involves like a mutual support and cooperation. Now, cultivate empathy and understanding. Seek to understand others rather than seek to be understood at times, and their perspectives and experiences. Empathy helps build stronger connections and fosters a sense of independence. This is also a skill, my friends, to develop this empathy. Embrace collaborations. Look for opportunities to collaborate, work together with others, and could be a professional setting, personal relationship, or community activities. Collaboration is wonderful energy. It's a collective energy. It feels good. Plus, don't feel isolated. You pull all these ideas and talents and resources together. It's just a wonderful feeling, co-create. Take responsibility for self-care. Yeah, prioritize self-care. Ensure that, take time to do that. It means physical, emotional, mental. Do whatever you can to get there. We can look at practicing collaboration, decision making. We can look at developing conflict resolution, is invaluable in any relationship. Learning effective conflict resolution skills that can help maintain a healthy and balanced independence. Focus on active listening. Some of us are crappy listeners. We need to listen more, show more empathy, find the common ground and seek in win-win solutions. Try to really stay with that person. I know sometimes, If you have a trait of ADHD, or you're easily distracted, or you have a mindset of codependency, it's not about us. It's all about also about that person. And even if it takes years to listen to them, it's okay. Seek that win-win solution. It's all good. Cultivate, even some of us, even I am, struggling with some of these areas. They're not easy, but they can be learned. We can cultivate trust. Trust is the foundation of interdependence, and build trust with others by being reliable, keeping your commitments, and demonstrate integrity. Say what you do and do what you say. Trust allows to be vulnerable for vulnerability and ability to rely on others for support. Now practice flexibility, adaptability, adapt to changes, get up and get on again. Be open to new ideas, willing to compromise, embrace flexibility. We can seek growth and learning opportunities. Interdependence involves continuous growth and learning. Be open to feedback, seek professional help, coaching, anxiety coaching, life coaching, or any coaching that you can get your hands on. So invest yourself and to acquire these kind of skills and contribute to your relationship collaboration. Celebrate the independence, recognizing the appreciate the benefits of independence. Celebrate the achievements, successes that come from working together, supporting and one another. Always celebrate. We don't do enough of this, my friends. So celebration is recognition and growth as an independent, interdependent person. Cool. I think once again, I hope you've all really enjoy the growth and also the understanding that we always travel on different levels of codependency, independence, and interdependence. So in relationship, it's really very important to us to keep in any relationship to keep solid on these ideas, and it is so important to go and learn and study those points mentioned in this podcast. Can't tell you enough. So we're always struggling because we're not lifting ourselves and we're not seeking the resources we need or practicing. Because change is an inside job, my friends. It's a really inside job. So I think this has been a nice podcast, a big rant, but it needs to be explored. Once again, I'm so happy if someone comes on and goes to part three of this. Is basically I think, you know, on this episode 141, it's such an important one, and I'm really happy to be conversing with someone on another podcast, call it part three, and really just like, you know, boiling a cup of tea and just talking about this and our lives and where do we think we are on the time track currently. Where do we think we are? Are we on the codependency? Are we really stuck on the independence? Are we moving on a beautiful path to interdependence? So all right, my friends, that's all I have for today for another podcast on holistic health coach for anxiety. This is Nick Jensoff here. Hope you can join me in my next podcast. Who knows what it'll be? Let the universe decide. Let our conscious mind decide what will be the next podcast 142. Stay tuned, and I hope that this has touched you, this podcast. And if you need any help, by all means, please get in touch with me. I'll leave some contact details on the description part of this podcast. And blessings, my friends. All the best for another day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.